Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in. GQ Palace Radio. Entertainment. With your host, Rich Money. Storm. Keep it locked.
This is Elias, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio. Follow me, yeah. Follow me. Peace.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Let's do it.
This is Isaiah, and on Friday night, I listen to GQ Palace Radio.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover CN Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Yeah.
All y'all wanna pile on me, make it hard for me to breathe. Throw sand in my eyes and make it hard for me to see. Out of breath, can't see, feel hard to defeat. The history that I made, impossible to repeat. Spread rumors, point fingers, throw stones, judge me. Hate me, love me, hug me, curse me. Whatever, cause y'all not gonna pay it, don't be mean. I'm clever, enough to know that the
rich money,
don't. I'm a demon that faces me. I've been through hell, lived in the belly of the beast. I confess my sins, but still didn't find peace. But like MJ and 5, I will 16.
Rich money,
hood first, cause that's where I'm from. That's why the hood is always first to help me overcome. When I'm down, some of y'all cats act so strange. When I'm up, same cats wonder why I act so strange.
Don't
help me change, please. You bitches are so lame. Something ain't y'all fault, and y'all so quick to blame. That's why I got number one on the back of my range. Y'all cats is full playing. I'm pregnant by the game. Ball and chain, but I'm a child of God, so my destiny's ordained. Undisputed is a title I claim. Not to shoot the world up with this biblical cocaine. I'm about to bring the pain. Left jab, right hook, shedding down your brain. I could be surrounded by lions in the midst of the jungle, and still I'm a rumble, young man, rumble.
You are now tuned in. GQ Palace ready. With your host, Rich Money. Storm. Keep it
But before we get started, I want to take this time out to thank the man above, because without him, none of this would be possible. Tonight, we have a special guest for y'all. We have up-and-coming artist, Phoenix Frost. She's an author. She got a lot of big things going on. Definitely want to give a big shout out to Yolanda Mack. Want to thank y'all all for tuning in tonight. You know, we're going to talk about her single she got out, band's vocals that's hitting the nation real hard. I believe she got a novel out as well. But we're going to get into all that, you know. Storm can't join us this evening. She handled some business for GQ College Radio as usual, because we definitely take it to another level on everything. Shout out to Abyss. We definitely hooking her up with something. I got a call for her. I don't know if she tuned in, but I got a call. Got to give her a call, her PR call. You know, she came on. She did her thing, got the showcase for Nonstop Media. Now she's going to be doing something with Cuban Link. So she's definitely doing her thing. Oh, one more thing. Phoenix Frost, if you are on the line, I need you to press that one button so we can bring you on the air. My lines is flooded, so I need you to press that one button if you're on the line. So what we're going to do, we're going to go to a quick song. We're going to come back, and we're going to introduce y'all to Phoenix Frost. She definitely takes it to another level. But we're going to get right now into this Abyss. Why You Mad, though? Crazy. This is Rich Money, GQ Palace Radio. Love entertainment.
You are now tuned in. GQ Palace Radio. Radio. Entertainment. With your host. Rich Money. Storm. Keep it locked.
You know what I noticed?
What, girl?
No matter what you do, you always going to have some haters. And just when you think the hate is done, it's like, really? I can't have a hit? But why? Okay. Since y'all got a hate on everything I do, you know, since I can't live,
yeah.
I got a question. Be like, hot damn hoe, here she go again. Still murdering words purposely, perfect without the surgery. Surgically removing the worst of the worst urgently. Emergency, 911, they reporting third degree. Homicides look wild like they never heard of me. Surprise, like flashing before their eyes, now they nervous me. Curses, standing in the corner like they're nerving me. They blurry, I ain't worried, they ain't hurting me. That's why I be asking, you mean? Always got their mouth open, slow poking their nose in your business. Trying to make it seem they up to date on your statistics. Wishing they had a clue, spreading rumors off their wish list. The list with all the wishing they had your characteristics. Scheming, wanna be you so bad, don't they? Too bad he broke the mold when he made the one and only. They told me at the top that it's gonna be pretty lonely. I don't need nobody with me if you're phony.
They whispering.
Don't nobody do it like I do. They have yet to show and prove it. My music ain't just amusement, it's truth inside of a movement. Born into it, I'm fluent. Can't carve and copy my blueprint. Balls on top of these marks and truth markers were found and ruined. You doing too much. Yep, you losing. Look for can't check. Yeah, you stupid if you think the human in me could give a fuck about you basic haters. You say chasing the way up in this wave. I'm a driller, stop. You get ate up. Keep trying to play a player. I don't be playing fair.
Nope.
I stay fresh to death and you stay gasping for air. Hope you said you a prayer. Petty and I don't care.
Yep.
If you coming for me, make sure you come with a payer. Yeah, I'm talking brass. I be dishing it back. You shouldn't be throwing rocks when your house made out of glass. Grow up, you moving too fast. They booing you trash. You doomed to get past. You ain't first, you last.
So, yeah. I see what you're talking about now. And I guess that's why you're mad.
That's that fire right here. She's definitely doing her thing, taking it to the next level. And what we're going to do right now, we're going to bring y'all the up-and-coming artist, Phoenix Force, into the building because she's definitely doing her thing. Hello, Phoenix, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
I'm all right. I want to thank you for joining us this evening. And I want to tell you, it's definitely an honor having you on as well. It's definitely an honor having you on.
It's an honor being on. Thank you.
Okay, all right. So, let's get into Miss Phoenix Force, because you got a lot going on. I know you've been through the struggle. God willing, you're here. Going to take it to the next level. And we're going to make some things happen, because I know you're already doing your thing. So, how you come up with the name Phoenix Frost?
Well, Phoenix is based on the mythical bird. Basically, you cannot kill it. When you kill it, it just rebirths from its ashes. It's born again, a new creature. I've been through a lot in my life, where people tried to tear me down, stop what I was trying to achieve. But at the end of the day, I'm still going to be doing what I need to pursue. So that's where the name Phoenix came from. Frost is I like a lot of diamonds, so I stay icy, frosty, you know how that is.
I hear that. I am not mad at you, but that's what you call a real independent woman who don't need a man to get her what she needs to get. I salute you.
Amen.
I definitely salute you on that. Now, you also an author and an actress. And how do you balance all that out?
It is kind of hard, but you know, you just have to schedule very, very carefully.
Now, what actually made you, let's start with the rap. What actually made you decide to get into rapping?
Well, the first time I heard Tupac Shakur was when I was younger. And that's what actually started getting me interested in the rap game. So, you know, just the fact that he was more of a poet to me personally than a rapper. You know, it didn't matter what song he was doing. It didn't matter how he was coming, if he was, you know, being political, if he was being serious. I could feel it. I could feel it in my soul. And it just inspired me. So I started, you know, writing songs. Writing raps, and here we are today.
Okay. Now, before this single, you know, band you got out, was there anything you did before that that we should know about?
Yes, you know, I did a whole 3 albums before bands, but what a lot of independent artists don't know about the mainstream music industry is if, you know, you're using free beats and you don't own the beats and, you know, you don't have rights to, you know, the things that you need rights to, it's not going to go anywhere. And I didn't know that. So bands is actually, you know, me evolving and knowing what I need to do to actually get somewhere with my music.
Okay. That's a beautiful thing.
So obviously you're in the right stuff. Now,
who would you say influenced you? You said you like Tupac, but it's like any Tupac is what you heard that you said that really influenced you, or was it more to it? Because
He was the start of it. You know, and Biggie kind of continued it. But you know, my number one passion, what a lot of people don't know, is R&B music. So, you know, Whitney Houston, Mariah Carey, those have always been my idols, Monica, you know, so those were the people that were inspiring me before I actually got into the rap and continue to inspire me today, along with the rap.
Okay. Now, this is only if you prefer, so, cause I know you've been through a lot in your life.
You understand?
And, you know, God bless, you came a long way.
Thank you.
And I definitely salute you on that. You know, it depends on if you want to talk about it or you just want to just keep it on that type of level.
Well, you know, I honestly don't think, you know, your radio show is long enough for me to go into everything. But, you know,
I'm the CEO, so I can go as long as you want it to go. But I want you to be comfortable about it. You understand? I want you to be comfortable about it.
Right. You know, I don't mind sharing my story just because, you know, you never know who is listening today, who it may come across that can give them the strength to get out of whatever situation that they're in. So I don't mind talking about it. I don't mind going into it. Basically, you know, I've been through the foster care system. I've been homeless. I've been a domestic violence survivor. You know, I've also suffered from sickle cell anemia. So this is, you know, a disease that I've been battling all my life. All of those combined, along with being a rape victim, you know, it's made me stronger today. And that's why I'm able to sit here and speak with you.
And I definitely salute you. I'm just trying to make sure I'm getting every angle, the author, the actress, you know, and every angle. Is that part of your book?
Yes. The book is actually my whole life story. The book is actually my whole life story from start until now. So
It'll have everything in there. And actually, you know, tells a lot because, you know, even though you may have friends in your everyday life, you don't go into your deep, dark, you know, secrets and, you know, things like that. So, you know, this is going to be a kind of a wake-up call for everybody.
Okay. Do you want to give the title or do you want to wait and keep that a little secret?
Yeah, we're gonna keep that on the hush for right now. But just you know, I'll make sure I come back and do another interview with you so you can, you know, broadcast the name and get everybody ready.
Okay, we definitely gonna do that. We actually have a caller on the line for you. I wanna bring them on real fast. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Thanks for tuning in.
Yes, geez. Hi, my name is Angie Phoenix. I'm calling from New York. I'm in New York, live and direct. I want to say that it's refreshing to hear, you know, females coming out in the industry. And I'm listening to your story, you're like the epitome of a testimony, you know, from going through so many trials and tribulations and stuff, and you know, not letting it beat you down. You know, not letting it hold you down, I should say. You know,
right.
You have a lot of people that check out. So my question to you is, what actually defines you at this point? Because I know you say you like diamonds. But what would you say defines you?
Well, if I had to define myself, I would say strength, courage, wisdom, motivation, determination, and God, you know, because I wouldn't be here without him.
I know that's right, girl. So, and I don't know if you're, like, signed to a label or anything, but if there was anybody in the industry that you'd like to work with, who would it be?
Well, that's a good question. I'd love to work with The Weeknd, Drake, Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj, you know, especially my idol Mariah Carey. You know, I probably pass out on the stage. I wouldn't even get the song done. But I also, you know, have my own distribution company.
Okay.
So you know, I'm planning on taking that a lot farther. It's kind of in the starting works. So hopefully my goal is to be released on my own label.
Okay. Oh, that's nice. That's good. And that's important because we know how a lot of times, you know, some certain companies, you know, work where you're not going to make any profit off your own stuff. So, you know, it's important to have your own and, you know, things like that. Have you taken any, like, college courses and stuff to do this stuff? Because I know it's a lot of work.
Yes, I actually have my associate's degree in recording engineering and video production.
Nice.
So that was, you know, when I actually started working on my own distribution company. The distribution company is already finished, but we're working on the record label part.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. I'm telling you, Rich was asking you earlier, how do you find balance? Is there a significant other?
No, I'm in the process of a divorce. So,
Okay, well, you told me domestic violence. So I don't know if
y'all
that's.
Hear that?
But you know, because I know a lot of times in like the industry and stuff, people spend a lot of time out on the road. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, it takes a really strong person to be like home all the majority of the time, home alone, because your mate is out working. You know, so that takes a lot of strength.
Right. You know, and that's why I say, you know, I need to lean on God, you know, because I wouldn't be here without him, you know, and I couldn't make it through the day without him, you know, keeping me not only, you know, here physically, but keeping my, you know, emotional state straight, keeping my mental state straight. You know, so
nice.
Right. Path I need to be on.
That's awesome.
Let me ask, where do What makes
you got,
Phoenix Force?
You're fading. You're fading,
else?
Rich.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. What makes Phoenix Force different from everybody else?
What makes me different and unique is that I want to use my music to help people. You know, I tell my story through my music. So even though you're about to play the song Bands, you know, people that aren't familiar with me and haven't heard interviews from me may be like, oh, yeah, it's a party, it's a dope song, but it's really not. The purpose of me writing Bands was how I felt when I was in the game. So it's kind of like a story that I'm telling about what I was living at that time. But it's not to promote drug activity. It's not to, you know, glorify it in any way. It's just a part of my story. So, and I want the world to know the truth.
Yeah,
okay, that's understandable. Okay. Wait, we do have that's another cool. caller for you on the line. I want to bring them on. We're going to get into your track as well because the people definitely got to hear your track because it's fire. But we're going to bring on the next caller real fast. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Hello. Welcome. I'm loving it to save it. We have Phoenix Force on the line.
Phoenix. My name is Alan. I have a three-part question, if I may. First, I'm calling all the way from Columbus, Ohio, and to see that you're from Dayton and doing big things, I got to give you big props for representing the O. That's first and foremost. Secondly, I just heard Bands for the first time. The beat is fire. The song is fire. Who helped you come up with that, and how long was the process, and who in the game do you see as competition, and would you ever go against anybody in the game?
Oh.
Well, you asked a lot of questions at one time. But I'm gonna see if I can recall all of this. Okay, well, as far as the process of creating Bands, I actually was supposed to open up for a mainstream artist. And, you know, I needed a new song that I could open up with. So I actually created Bands in 4 hours on, you know, it was a crunch time song. So that's how Bands actually got created. And I ran it through to my head A&R for Nisi Records One Entertainment. And, you know, we just kind of, they said, yeah, go with it. So I went with it. As far as competition in the music, mainstream music industry, I don't see any competition because we are all unique in our own way. You know, if I get past them, I do. If I don't, I don't. But all I can do is, you know, do the best I can with my craft that I have just as they do. So,
okay.
And as far as going up against anybody in the mainstream music industry, I don't think I would do that. Just for the simple fact that it causes more problems. You know, yes, it's publicity for, like, the news stations and reporters, and, ooh, they said this about so-and-so and all of that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, what is the point, really? You know, because, you know, I'm coming to tell my story. I'm not here to, you know, compete.
That's, you know what?
I understand that.
That's amazing. That it's deep that you said that, though, because that's we know the media needs a job. So they create stories any way that they can. So that same media that builds you up is the same one that can tear you down. You know what I mean? So, like you said, it's all on how you handle yourself accordingly. You know what I mean? So to put yourself in an unnecessary beef just so they can be glorified, as they, I'm saying media, is a little ludicrous.
Right.
Wow. Well, you
any
know
more questions, Alan?
I had one more. I'm trying to start my label as well. I mean, being handicapped, I know what you go through because I have cerebral palsy, and even though that and sickle cell is completely different, they are the same because they're debilitating illnesses. how long did it take for you to build your label, and what are some of the pitfalls that you could share, or some of the successes that, you know, you're going through, and, you know, how can I not follow in your footsteps, but, you know, learn from your past?
Well, it actually took me 5 years to get to the point where I was able to get into, you know, the distribution company and actually, you know, be able to take on artists and everything like that through the distribution, put their music in stores and things like that. So it was a very long process, you know, from the day I graduated all the way up until, you know, 5 years, you know, it was a long time. So it is hard, especially when you have different handicaps, whether it's a physical handicap or, you know, like with me, sickle cell anemia. It is hard, you know, because during a normal business day, people can, you know, get through the day. They can work an 8-hour job or a 12-hour job and be fine. You know, with people with sickle cell or handicaps, it's a lot harder. So it's like we're working 16-hour days or more, you know, within the same amount of time, so because it wears on our body. So it is hard, but you can do anything that you set your mind to. My advice to you as far as, you know, with your company would be to just keep that determination, that motivation, and that dream alive. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do it. Start researching what you need to learn in order to be able to run the company, and then start taking classes and different things like that, and get a certain amount of degrees and everything, so that way you can actually help the artists that are coming into your company instead of just putting them in the stores and leaving them. I know with my company, you know, we do a lot more than that. You know, we actually help with management. We seek out other companies. Whatever we can't do, we find somebody that can do. So,
okay. Because I have my degree in radio and TV broadcasting, and I'm going for my degree in music business, writing, and so forth this fall. So I was just wondering. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, you can do it. You know, just find a good team to help you, you know, build it and get it started. Actually, on my team, I have someone that's actually handicapped, you know, and that's, you know, I don't look at that, you know, because, you know, dealing with sickle cell, you know, I know how it feels to be judged. So, you know, I have a lot of people that, you know, other people may not want in their, you know, business or to work for them and things like that. But, I mean, if they do a good job and they get the job done, I'm more than happy. So you make Mike can come over to me. Help me out.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. You have a great day.
You too.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Alan. What I want to do now, I want to get into your song, Bands. All right?
Okay.
And we're going to let the people hear, you know, this fire that's going on. So I want you to introduce it.
Hey, everybody. This is Phoenix Frost, and this is my new single, Bands.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Entertain with your host, Rich Money, and Storm. Keep it locked.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Niggas know I got bankroll, cause I'm making pesos. Cash out is expensive, so, cause I got the narrow. That's grilling my nigga. I'm talking 10 figures, my pockets keep getting bigger. No time for no digger. Big knots, clean guap. Run up and get shot. I'm trying to make it to the top before I get popped. Because it's money, draw attention in my. Straight whipping on you, I'm shitting. Do you hear what I'm spitting? I'm whipping.
like me cause I'm a real G. And my pockets run deep, plenty of paper, more respected than the mayor. A certified slayer, yeah, action neighbor. Steady get my grind on, steady get my shine on. My dime on, my final, on all the things you behind on. Got years invested in this game. I got the two biggest balls just missing that thing, but I got and you got money in your pocket, I know you're feeling this song.
Style.
Now,
I think that's the R&B in me.
Where do you see yourself, let's say, maybe 2 or 3 years from now?
Well, I hope to see myself, you know, winning a Grammy. That's one of my goals. I also hope to have a lot of people inspired. I want to have my own rehab facility for drug addiction. I also want to have my own homeless shelter for women that suffer from domestic violence so they have a place to hide. You know, I have so many things I want to do. My own clothing line. You know, I have a clothing line I'm working on. You know, the sky's the limit.
I definitely hear you on that. Listen, the lines is flooded. If you want to speak to Phoenix Frost, just press the 1 button and you're on the air. We have Angie back. She want to say something to you as well. Hello?
Hello? Listen.
Hi.
Hi, Phoenix. I don't mean no disrespect, but your song had me in the mirror trying to do the booty clap.
It does that. It does that.
Hey, 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 hey. Oh my God, that was serious. That's dope, though. Again, it's good to, you know, to see more females coming back into the industry, you know, out in the circuit, like giving music. Because all we hear is dudes, 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 and now they all beefing against each other, and we only got like two like mainstream rappers out there, and they beefing, like, you know.
Right, right.
You know, where does it end?
We all got to stick together, you know, and that's.
Yep.
You know, that's my motto. We need to stick together, and we need to all make the world a better place. You know,
yeah, start uplifting each other. Yeah,
right.
You know, like you said, it takes more energy to compete. Like, oh, you look nice. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, that was dope. Oh, you know what? You need a little work here, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's you don't have to be so, you know, aggressive when you're giving advice. If there's, you know, if you see it as a problem, you don't have to be aggressive, like, oh, you know, and be a bully about things. So,
right. Well, there's a thing.
I pray for your success.
Thank you. But, you know, you have to have that line between criticism and constructive criticism, you know. So, and I think that's the problem. A lot of people just do criticism. They don't do it constructively.
Right.
You know,
because it's a thin line between criticism and hate.
Right, yeah, so, you know, they hurt people's feelings, you know, and they're so worried about, you know, trying to have the better clothes, the better car, you know, more money, the best hairdo, the best this, the best that, instead of worrying about, you know, people in Africa starving, you know, one of the problems in Africa is starvation, and one of the problems here is obesity. Where's the balance? You know, so I just want to, you know, use my talent to help everyone across the world. You know, whatever programs I can start, whatever companies I can start to help everyone, you know, I just want to give, and then hopefully they will give, and then, you know, make the world a better place.
Okay, okay. Well, hold that thought real fast. We have another caller for you, Phoenix. I want to bring them on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
I just have a quick question. I'm Allison, by the way. So what's your biggest motivation to push through everything, through all of the hard times? Like, what that drive to never give up on your dreams?
Do you want the honest answer?
Yes.
The very first motivation, I just want to go into a little background before I give you the answer. You know, from the time I was, I want to say around 8 years old up until about here about 5 or 6 years ago, I was told I was fat, I was ugly, I was stupid, I was dumb. I'd never be anything. I'd never make nothing. I'd just be, you know, have a whole bunch of babies and sit on welfare. You know, so I was torn down from, you know, a very young age all the way up until, you know, my mid-20s. So my original motivation for wanting to make it and the drive that I had to want to make it so bad came from wanting to be at the top so I could show all these people that said I would never amount to nothing, look at me now. And I don't want you to take that the wrong way and use that as your motivation, because it's really not good, you know, to be that way. But I just want to be honest with you. That's what my original motivation came from. And then it originally changed from that to when I started taking in artists and hearing their stories, hearing their struggles, and, well, I would like to be in distribution, but I can't afford this and I can't afford that, and hearing their struggles, and, you know, that's when the outreach part started happening, to where they can, you know, get help and still get their music out and still be able to make money at the same time without worrying about how to, you know, pay their bills and different things like that. So, and it just grew from there. It grew from the artist outreach to the, just the world outreach. So, you know, we're hoping that once we get the company the way we want it to be, you know, we'll have programs set in every city and state to help people. All
cool.
Funded through the music.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, I wish you.
Did you have any other questions?
Thinking. Yes. So you did mention domestic violence and abuse, of course. My mom was abused, and you know, she's still shaken up by it, although it's been like 10 years. I'm sure you go through that haunting moment as well every now and then. What can I say to her to, you know, like inspire her to be stronger every day?
There's really nothing that you can say. That's a battle that she's fighting inside of herself mentally and emotionally. The only thing that you can really do is be there for her and make sure that she doesn't go back to that situation. Help her find happiness outside of that relationship. You know, help her find happiness in her friends, happiness in her family to help her forget that relationship. You know, as far as her, she has to work on herself, because, you know, it's probably different from your mom's situation with mine, because, you know, the person I suffered with, I have a child by, and the child is not 18 yet. So I still have to interact with this person that, you know, took me through all of this, you know, on a regular basis. So, but the way that I learned to get through it was, you know, just having my faith in God, knowing that I'm better. I don't deserve that. You know, I never deserved that. And nothing that I did warranted him doing those things that he did to me. So I had to forgive myself, because I was holding that, well, I did this, so this is why this happened. And I had to just realize it wasn't me. He just has anger issues, and he has a problem. So, you know, I had to first get past that step and then start working on me. You know, it's an everyday process. It's not going to happen overnight. But she just has to get her self-confidence back in herself from being tore down so long. But once she gets that back, she's going to be a brand-new person. You're going to be like, ooh, go, Mom. You know, so, but she's going to get there, but there's no easy fix button. You know, you can't just, you know, it's something that she's got to work on herself.
Okay.
Just be there for her and love her as much as you possibly can. Surround her and drown her in love.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
And just keep encouraging her and like, let her know, give there's better days. You know what I mean? You deserve more. You know, you start out with that. You know, because a lot of people do beat themselves down for the situation they're in. They're like, oh, my God, how could I make this choice? But the harsh reality of things, people don't come with warning signs on their foreheads. So we won't know what's going on until after you've experienced it. You have to go through it in order to really know what a person is really like. You know, and it's sad, you know, that somebody, you know, is going through that where they feel... They feel the need that they have to abuse their mate. You know, it's sad that they have that going on in them. They're fighting something in themselves. They're fighting something in themselves. But just keep her encouraged. Keep her encouraged that better days are coming. You know.
Continue doing that.
Yep, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you. And I hope everything works out for you, Cynic. You're really an inspiration.
Thank you so much, and I'll be praying for you and your mom.
Thank you. Absolutely. Bye.
Well, folks, you are live on GQ Palace Radio with Phoenix Frost on the line. So if you'd like to ask her any questions, just press 1. The lines are definitely lit up. I have another question. And by the way, I'm a host of GQ Palace Radio as well, but I do on Wednesday nights. That's how I'm able to ask all kind of questions. Oh, goodness gracious, I just caught a brain freeze. I'm sorry.
Happens to me all the time.
Is there anybody that, like, shied away from you once you got into the position that you are now, like friends or family members or anything? You know, because you know once you get to a certain level, people start throwing shade and different things like that. Has anybody acted shady towards you because of your position now?
I'll give you a perfect example of something that happened yesterday. My abuser found out, you know, that, you know, I had the press releases going out and everything. So he sent me a text and said, well, you still ain't nothing.
Listen,
you know,
and that's just exactly what you just did. Laugh at him. You just laugh at him. You know, you already know what that is.
You know, so, yeah, but I've seen it. You know, people that haven't even thought about me in a year and a half, didn't call to check on me. You know, I almost died 3 years ago, you know. Didn't even call to see if I was, you know, still breathing or anything. Called me, you know, hey, what's going on? I'm like,
yep.
What? You know, so, yeah, but it's just the industry that, you know, I'm stepping into. So I already have a good idea of how to handle it. I already know the people that have been there for me when I was broke, when I was down, when I didn't have nothing, are the ones that I will have riding with me when I have something. And those
right,
are the
right.
ones that I'll be taking care of.
Right, right. You know. And I don't know what your birthday is, but you sound like you're a Cancer with the traits, you know, because Cancers are givers. And I'm saying
I'm
that
actually,
because I'm a Cancer.
I'm actually the Ram.
Oh, you're the Ram. Aries.
I'm an Aries, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're Aries. But, you know, it's important because, like I said, a lot of people, they see you getting certain, they see you growing. I'm going to say, not getting a certain position, but they see you growing, and they're not happy with it because they're not growing, you know.
Exactly.
But it's easier for people to point the finger and say, oh, I remember when, instead of saying, oh, well, she's doing really good. I'm happy for her. You know what I mean? It's easier for them to say, it's easier to say that, oh, she's raggedy, instead of saying, I'm raggedy. I need to get my life together. Let me get my life. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's I think that's just been going on forever, you know, people's always done that. So, but again, you just keep striving, you know, and a lot of times that be people's motivation. You know, like you said, I want to make it just so. I want to make it so I can live better, but also to say, see, I did it anyway, regardless of what you thought.
Right.
You know? But it's sad because, like you said, we need to support each other more. And especially black people. I'm putting it out there. Especially black people, because we are on our way back to the bottom of the food chain if we don't band together.
Right, but it's like everybody's out for self. There is no thinking about your neighbor or wondering if you're – perfect example, I have a 80-year-old Caucasian man that stays across the street from me. You know, he has no family. You know, he only has, like, I think a sister that comes, you know, once or twice a month to take him to the store. But, you know, I'm over there, hey, do you need anything? Mm-hmm. Are you okay? You need anything moved? You need anything? You know, and people don't do that for their neighbors. We need to start thinking outside of just ourselves and our needs and start thinking about other people. Because when you do things like that, they'll start thinking about you. And then we can start getting this world back on the track that it needs to be.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Shout out to Angie. I knew you was doing your thing, girl. She's for the Diva Squad on Wednesdays. From starting at 8 p.m., the Diva Squad on Wednesdays. Miss Movetta, Storm, and Ray Queen, you know, they discuss domestic violence issues and everything. And, you know, they give their truth to the matter feedbacks on everything. But I do have your other song now.
Okay. Oh, man. Can I give a brief little introduction to it? Is that okay? I don't want to, you know, overrun your show.
Sure, of course. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, the story behind Sling Tracks Like Dope was when I very first started my distribution company. So I learned a way to make the same amount of money that I was making in the dope game from music. So that's kind of the story behind that song. Instead of slanging dope, I slang tracks like dope now.
Oh, I hear you. All right, gods and divas, you heard it. Phoenix Frost has some more fire. It's called Dope. Remember where you heard it. GQ Files Radio, love and entertainment. It's Butter Baby.
Hi, this is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio,
love and entertainment.
Playing tracks like so, like so. I got these fans like fans. I'm the flash bitch you ever seen. Nisi, I playing tracks like so. I playing tracks like dope, like so.
Burger King, but when I come to your town, I'm laying everybody down. Take
now. Putting it around next to me, you'll see a pussy. I'm turning everybody out from the ghetto to the suburbs. Pimp, nerve, everybody gets turned.
I slang tracks like dope. I slang tracks like dope. I kick beats like rocks. I kick beats like rocks. Like fans, I got these fans like fans, cause I'm the flyest shit they ever seen.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the flyest bitch you ever seen. Nisi. My piece is the crack. And mama love, just a baby soul. I got these fans like fans, I got these fans like fans, cause I'm the flyest shit they ever seen.
What?
Yeah, I'm the flyest bitch you ever seen.
Wow.
Oh, wow, wow. Now, let me ask you, how did you come up with your concept for these songs?
Well, it's all based on, you know, my true life story, everything I've been through from birth until now. As far as the creation process of bringing it into a song, it's, you know, honestly, I couldn't even tell you because things just come to my mind. You know, with bands, you know, I heard the hook first. With slang tracks like Dope, I actually heard the verse. It just comes to me. It just pops in my brain, and I, you know, record it on my phone on the voice recorder, or I write it down real quick depending on where I am. And then, you know, when I do get the time to actually work on it, I just sit down and complete it.
Wow. So,
but the idea
the
is just pop in my head.
So, okay, so what's the first thing that comes to mind before you start writing? Before you put that pen to that pad, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
It just depends. It could be a hook, it could be a verse, it could be a melody, and I just go from there. It's not really, I don't sit and say a song right now.
So,
you know,
what
bands
kind of
have to. Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Bands kind of happened that way. That was the first song I actually sat down and said, I have to write a song right now. And that was because I was going to open up for, you know, a mainstream artist and everything. I needed the song to be done. So that was the only song in my whole collection that I've ever actually done that with. And I did it in 4 hours. But it was crunch time. So.
I have a question, too, real quick.
Go ahead.
Is there like a certain area or anything? Because I know certain people have particular areas where they write, or some people need silence, some people need to be around other people. Is there any specific thing that you need to write?
I need silence. I like silence and I like to be alone. So I probably wouldn't be a good collaboration to write with anybody. You know, I'd have to write my stuff. Yeah, I'd have to write my stuff and then come into the studio. You know, but I do need that, you know, a long time just to kind of work things out when you're trying to do a melody or, you know, think of a hook. You know, with my process, I do, you know, I repeat it to myself. Like, I'm like, okay, I slang tracks like dope. Okay, slang tracks like, you know, so I'm thinking out loud as I'm writing. So in a noisy place, that wouldn't be, you know, a good setting. Or you know, in a studio trying to, you know, create like that, unless the other person's also creating, you know, through the collaboration. So, but yes, I have to have silence and, you know, I have to talk to myself.
I think we all do that on the norm. Because I'm asking because I write too. I write raps and stuff too, you know.
Cool.
Yeah, and my thing is, when I write raps, I write my raps without a beat, without a hook, without anything. I write my raps first. So, and that's not really easy, because people are like, oh, I need a melody in order to. No, I write my raps and I find a melody to fit it. So it's, you
right.
Know,
that's actually kinda how I am. You know, I have over 200 songs written right now, but I'm trying to find a beat to match up with them.
Yep, and I think doing it that way, it kind of builds creativeness. You know, you can sit down with the machine, and I don't know if you make beats yourself, but, you know, to play with the melody and the beats and stuff like that, you know. So I think that's, you know, it's very craftful doing it that way.
Yeah, I wish I could make beats. I made one, you know, in college at the broadcasting school, but that was about as far as that went. So, you know, I get producers now to help me with beats.
Right.
I'm
faster.
So let me ask you, what advice can you give an up-and-coming artist trying to get to where you at?
My advice would be, first of all, surround yourself with a good team of people that have your best interest at heart and not just money and what they can get out of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first step. Second step, you cannot listen to everybody's opinion because they're like, you know, booty holes. Everyone has one. So you just have to know who you are in yourself and keep striving no matter what the haters say. And then if you do those two things, you're going to get very far and start reaching out for other people that have the same career goals that you have in mind, whether it's music, whether it's business, whatever your goals are. When you surround yourself with other people that have the same goals or maybe already established in the goals that you're trying to achieve, you learn a lot of things from those people that you can take to build your own career.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that would be my advice.
Wow, definitely appreciate that. But, you know, time is essence, and I want you to give out all your information, you know, where they could get the song at, Facebook, Twitter,
contact, all your contact information and your social media and everything.
Okay, as far as the music, you can find the music on soundcloud.com/PhoenixFrost. You can find me on Phoenix Frost on Facebook. And also have a music page, Phoenix Frost Music, on Instagram at @1Phoenix_Frost. And then on Twitter at @1PhoenixFrost1.
Okay.
I just found you.
And then also, if you want to look up my distribution company, NeceRecordsOneEntertainment.com. And we're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter also.
And what's the name of the distribution company?
Nece Records One Entertainment.
Nece Records, okay. I just actually sent you a request on Facebook. You'll see it, Angie Miss Mogetta. Yeah, I just sent you an we'll definitely keep in touch because we'd like to invite you to our show on a Wednesday night because, again, we speak about domestic violence and stuff a lot on our show. So, you know, to be a guest on our show and to tell your story a little bit on there, you know. We reach a lot of people. We deal with a lot of people on our show, too. So
I'd love to. Anything I can do to help to, you know, get somebody out of that situation, motivate somebody or, you know, inspire somebody and change their life, I'm down for it.
Right. Okay.
So I would love to come back.
Appreciate that. Well, definitely.
You make sure you keep in touch with and if you got you on Facebook, I'll inform you as well. Because it's definitely a big show. And, you know, they help people in situations as well. You know, and, you know, it'll definitely be a real big thing. You know.
I'm so excited. Now I'm ready. I'm so excited. I'm ready now.
I know that's right. Listen, it's good. This is why GQ Palace is the bomb because they really open up a lot of doors over here, GQ Palace, for a lot of people. You know what I mean? The platform, you know, they, you know, connected to a lot of people, so you just never know who's listening. You know what I mean? So,
right.
It's
a wonderful thing.
Well, I'm down. Whenever you need me, just
let
me know.
Okay.
All right. I definitely want to thank you for tuning in. It was definitely an honor having you on. Angie, big thanks to you for also helping me out. You know, Storm's taking care of some stuff for GQ Palace right now. So
hey,
definitely
yo, shout out to Storm.
You on as well. You know? But, you know, Phoenix, you're welcome back anytime. Never a problem. Shout out to Yolanda Mack once again. She's a beautiful person. She loves helping people, and she do all she can for anybody and everybody. You know, so shout out to her, Mac Enterprise, and everything. She's definitely doing her thing. But you're definitely welcome back. It's never a problem. If you need me for anything, you can get my number from Yolanda Mack, and I'll let Yolanda Mack know, and she'll phone me, and we'll take it from there.
All right, thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed myself, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Make sure you get in touch with Andy, because Wednesday night with the Diva Squad is real big as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Real big. You probably help somebody with your story, because there's been a couple of people
absolutely.
That can help with their story.
We would love to. We would love to have you on the show. I'll speak to my executive producer about it, and we'll move forward from there.
All right. I'll definitely be there. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for tuning in. It was an honor. Phoenix Frost, Dons and Divas.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that's it for tonight's show. I want to thank the guest, the caller. Shout out to Angie from the Diva Squad for tuning in, helping me out tonight. Definitely appreciate it. Don't forget to check them out on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Miss Mo Better, Storm and Ray Queen discussing their grown and sexy topics, also with domestic violence, giving their truth to the matter feedback. I am your host, Rich Money. Shout out to my baby Storm, who couldn't join us for this evening. To all the fathers and mothers playing the father role, we want to wish y'all a happy Father's Day. This is Rich Money signing off. GQ Palace Radio, love and entertainment is but a bit.
Another one.
We the best music.
Major key.
DJ Khaled.
Yeah. I go on and on. Can't understand how I last so long. I must have the superpowers. Last 223,000 hours. And it's because I'm off of CC. And I'm off the Hennessy. And like your boy from Compton said, you know this ain't free. I got girls that I should've made pay for it. Got girls that I should've made wait for it. I got girls that'll cancel a flight back home. Stay another day for it. You got attitude on 99, yo. On agua, and yo. Stomach on flat, and yo. On what's that, and yeah, I need it all right now. Last year I had drama, girl, not right now. I was never gonna chat what we talking about. You the only one I know can fit. Man, I always wonder if you ask yourself, is it just me? Is it just me? Or is this so, so good I shouldn't have to for free? Is it just me? Yeah, is it just me? Or is this so, so good I shouldn't have to for free? I know you working day and night to get a college degree. Bet nobody that you've been with even know you're free, right? You know you only do that with me, right? Yeah, double checking on you. You know I never put the pressure on you. You know that you make your own mind up. You knew what it was when you signed up. Now you gotta run it up. I be out of words trying to sum it up. Girl, you throw it back like one love. Even let me slash on the tour bus. Yeah, I told her, but she don't do enough. Even though you in the hood, I'm still pulling up. Dip, dip, straight to your doorstep. This a real thing, can you feel the force yet? I always wonder if you ask yourself, is it just me? Is it just me? Or is this so, so good I shouldn't have to for free? Is it just me? Yeah, is it just me? Is this so, so good I shouldn't have to for
free? Another one. They don't want me to have another anthem, so I made.